Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today, and I hope you're getting a lot of great information. I mean, last segment, we had Leslie Royal on talking about all these discounts and free things. And pick up a book, because I'm telling you, once you get back from traveling, there will be some other things in there that you can find out about that are discounts and free and things like that as well. Now, Olivia's sitting in with me today, and she and I are going back and forth about things to do, but we recently did something together. So we have one thing that we've already checked off off of our list, Olivia.
Yes, we did. It was awesome.
We went down to the Atlanta History Museum and had a walk around some of their different exhibits, and one that really, really pulled us in was the Gather Round exhibit. And first of all, I just love that name. I love that name.
It's very inviting.
It's very inviting. It just reminds me of like sitting with my grandmother or, you know, my grand aunts or some of the people who had these fantastic stories to tell about their lives and just sitting at their feet. Yeah, right at their feet and just listening to all these stories and hearing them talk about all the experiences that they've had through their life. And really, that's what the Gather Round Museum is like that.
Yeah, it really is. It's very immersive and interactive. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing that we really liked about it was, unlike a lot of museums, you're not just standing in front of a display box, you know, and reading a card. In this exhibit, you get to weave around different displays. You get to reach out and touch articles of clothing, tools that were used in the past. You get to sit in replica chairs, and there's just so much to see and do, and you're really involved in it.
You're really involved in it, and you feel more connected with that history that maybe you didn't live through, maybe some of it you can remember, because there were some things that I thought, oh, I remember that, or, oh yeah, I had forgotten about that. So it really does bring history alive. And you know that other saying that people say, if the walls could talk? Well, here in this exhibit, the walls actually do talk.
Yes, they do.
There are so many exhibits where you can just punch that button and then you hear the audio that tells you a bit of the story or tells you a little bit about that particular part of the exhibit. And then, although the day that we were there, it was not going on because I think it's only on the weekends, you can also go and there will be some of the history that will be reenacted with actors.
Right.
And you get a chance to really, really get pulled in because they're telling the story as though they are that person. And it's just so fascinating. Very fascinating.
Yeah. And I know one of the reenactments you told me about was in a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
That's very authentic. And like everything else, it's not a barbershop that's up on a stage far away from you. It's a barbershop that you can stand in and you can sit in the chairs. They swivel around.
Exactly. It was Alonzo Herndon's barbershop. And it's just fascinating because if you've read a little bit about the history and kind of wonder, well, what was that barbershop like? And what was, you know, the interaction with the people that day and time? And what would that have been like? You can get a sense of that by going and, like you said, sitting in one of the chairs.
Yeah. And you can
No haircuts.
Probably for the best, but
definitely for the best. Not ready to get the hair cut off as part of history, but certainly you can get a feel of what it must have been like.
Yes, and there's a diner in there that's a replica of many of the diners that were where sit-ins occurred during the civil rights movement. You can sit down at the table, flip through the menu, and it was cool to hear you and your sister talk about all of these different places that you recognized, you know, growing up around Atlanta and spending a lot of time in the city.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we would do with our parents is we would go to Pascal's restaurant that used to be over on Hunter Street at that time. And, I mean, just sitting in that replica of that diner felt very much like that. And it was. I mean, you could see so many people coming and going. I mean, as a kid, I didn't know who the people were, but I would hear my parents like, oh, look over there. Oh, look over there. So it just, you know, it just brought back those feelings of like, So it really is a great, great, great exhibit for being able to be in touch with Atlanta, especially if you're new to Atlanta. It's a great way to learn a lot about the city and some of the historic things that took place.
Yeah, and another, you know, hearing you guys tell your stories, there's also a very large video board that shows visitors to the museum. You can go in a recording studio within the exhibit and record your own Atlanta story, and all of those videos will play across this video board.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very much a part of the exhibit. You're contributing to it.
Absolutely. You can share your story. And there are so many stories. And that really is what the Gather Round is really trying to do, is say that, you know, as Atlantans, whether you are born and raised here or whether you are a newcomer to the city, you have a story that contributes to and that becomes part of the greater Atlanta story. So it really does allow you to share that so that other people can hear your experience. And maybe it's similar, or maybe it's something that enlightens them to another part of just Atlanta history.
Right.
So it's great for that. Now, we also took some pictures because there's a picture wall where you can actually take a picture, and somehow it puts you in some of the historic events that have taken place. I think we took a picture with the Dragon Con. No, we took a picture
with the... We took a picture where we were dangling from a crane. I think it was about, you know, building the city or something like that.
Right, right. That was interesting.
Yes.
That picture comes out quite interesting because you look as though you're dangling from, you know, from in the sky there. So,
right.
Something. But that was fun. That was fun. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking about going local because there's so many things to do here in our very own backyard, our front yard, our side yard, or however you want to call it. There's so many things that are right here. And we talk about travel all the time, and we talk about, you know, planning these great destinations where you have to buy those airline tickets or, you know, plan for those long car rides, those road trips. But there's so much to do right here in our own city and in our own area and, of course, in our state. Now, when we talk about the Gather Round and the Atlanta History Museum, it is attached to another part of it, which is the Swan House, that you can just walk a little path and go over and see that as well. What were your impressions of that, Olivia?
The Swan House almost felt like going to a different country. You know, it seems to be styled after maybe some French or English manors.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really fun thing. Like you said, it's just a walk across the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very beautiful. You know, you go inside, there's this big spiral staircase. And the rooms are still fully furnished with antique furniture. And it's very ornate. And it really is like being in another time.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially if you go in the kitchen, because the kitchen is so different
from
the kitchens that we have now that must have all of the, you know, different amenities and fancy things in it, where the kitchens then were very basic, large, with a lot of cabinet space, but very basic in terms of the electronic type things that we have now that we can just push a button and get our coffee.
Right.
Not quite like that then. But we were also visiting during the Christmas season time, so the house was really nicely decorated. It was very pretty. But I agree with you. I mean, with all of the furniture there, you really do get a full picture of what life would have been like for them. And it's really interesting, too, to see the size of the furniture because it seemed really small. So the people were much smaller, it seems.
Right.
Too.
Even the railings were much lower, you know, the staircase. And so that was kind of scary for me.
Well, it shows you how regulations have changed, too, in terms of buildings, because nowadays you would not be able to build a home with the railings that low.
Yeah.
But it really does add something very special to the look of the house to see the railings like that.
Yes.
Very much so. But, you know, I mean, it was great grounds, too. We didn't walk that much around the grounds. But
it was cold.
It was very cold that day. I've been to the Swan House before, and I've walked around the grounds and everything, too. And it is also the place where movies have taken place as well.
Hunger Games, right?
Yes, Hunger Games was there. I know a lot of weddings take place there. So, I mean, it's definitely the place that people look to for events and for, you know, really putting on that kind of grandness to whatever it is that you're doing. So that's definitely our list for going local.
Yes, you could spend the whole day there. They have the Swan House, they have the Gather Round exhibit, and then they usually have three or four other exhibits in the History Center.
Oh, yes. There are always exhibits that are kind of coming and going there. So if you check out their website, then you can certainly find what's going on now. We'll put those websites on our website, which is travelbagswithanita.com. So definitely check that out. Also, check out our social media. We're on Facebook at Travel Bags with Anita. We're on Instagram and Twitter with Anita and Friends. So definitely check those out. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, which is another great place to go. And I hear a little birdie told me, speaking of birdhouses, that they're putting together a museum there on Sapelo. So listen out for that information to come. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, M550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.